Do you mind getting in my DMs?
Namaste.
On kid 12, I got a little smooch.
Dunking on kids is my specialty.
It looked like I feed my pants.
Wiener potato sandwich.
Ooh, I like the swag.
Well, this is already the worst episode ever.
Recording in progress.
There it is. He's back.
That is what we missed, bro.
Pete Davidson? I mean, frick. Robert Pattinson?
Just call me Pete Davidson.
My two favorite people.
Anyways, hello everybody and welcome in to season 3 episode something of the Random Talk Podcast.
16.
My name is Payson. Alongside me, as always, via the power of the internet, is my good friend and co-host Matthew Jepson. And alongside him, crazy news, we got Isaac back in the building.
Hi. Shout out to the building.
Shout out to the building for real.
in the Zoom building.
We're on the metaphorical top floor.
You're in the bottom floor, bro.
Yeah.
Get on the level.
Yeah.
Wait, is that Matthew and Tayson?
No.
No?
We do this every time.
I just need to make sure.
Why do you care so much? Matthew, you never do any like games like, oh, look at me, high five. You never do anything and you're like, I need to know how we're all oriented here before the progress of the podcast gets on my like.
I literally always high five.
No, you don't. It's never happened. Matthew pulls up 8 clips. Bro, of high five.
Matthew, high five.
I know. Isaac does it, but
yeah. Please put that in the YouTube video.
Now you guys got to be on the same page to do this, man. It's doesn't go the other way.
It looks right for me.
Oh, then maybe it's wrong for me. I don't know. Either way, it's gonna be bonkers. Whoever's watching this.
Whatever's right for Matthew. You know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And besides, like your screen's flipped.
Well, this is already the worst episode ever. Hi, everybody. It's episode 16 of season 3. Tayson, Isaac, and Matthew in the building.
No.
Who wants to go first?
Show and tell.
I have a candle from Bed Bath & Beyond.
I hate you, and you're not funny. And if I were any cooler, I would kick you off the Zoom meeting.
Wow. Okay, so I'll go first. we didn't record last week, so no episode last week. So in the meantime, we hung out probably. Yeah. Cool. Oh no, we went to Dick's, remember? And then we saw all of our friends just show up at once.
Last one of them.
Yeah I mean, so shout out to, you know, when Dick's gets involved, everybody's
accidental.
All of a sudden, everybody's interested. Like, all right, cool.
Dick's keep bussing.
Yeah.
Let me see the real side of you. Thanks for that, Isaac.
Dick's keep bussing.
Anywho,
that's their tagline.
Over the last 2 weeks, the three of us have maybe hung out once or twice. I had a birthday a couple of days ago.
When?
Yeah. That's kind of what I was expecting, actually.
Shout out to me for
recording this.
Happy birthday, Tayson.
Happy birthday, Tayson.
Thank you, gentlemen. We're recording this on August 29th. My birthday was 2 days ago, August 27th, and we did not record that day, so I don't know what I'm saying here. Yeah.
But y'all hung out, did something crazy, right?
Absolutely ludicrous.
So, I mean, I wouldn't say it was crazy.
I want you to explain this picture to me.
What picture would that be?
I'm pulling it up.
Okay, good.
What picture?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So let's break this down. We got two lovely lads here in the I'm guessing Walmart parking lot. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
He knows us too well.
and then we got
which Walmart?
Based on the trees, I'm guessing AF.
You would be correct.
Okay. And then what type of like outfit is that?
A good one.
Oh, Isaac, we should have pulled up in the outfits today to the show. That would
I was thinking about it, but I also really wanted to flex like this fit because we just got these glasses, you know.
Is this like skiing?
does kind of look like it.
Like snowsuits?
No.
That's what I'm getting.
Basically, Isaac and I, we wanted to get a whiteboard, right? And so we went to Walmart. It was like a little bit past 9. p.m.
and we're like, okay, ballers. Well,
the only place that's going to be open that has a whiteboard is going to be Walmart. So we go to Walmart to get the whiteboard, and while we're there, we have, I mean, we have lots of good ideas, but the best of which was like, hey,
lots is an understatement.
Let's get outfits and go bowling in them. And so we, you know, took a browse at the outfits, saw what we liked, saw what we didn't. And we picked out what I believe to be some type of state of Arizona appreciation.
It looks a lot like
something like that.
Because we got the sun rays here.
Yeah. And we got like the colors, you know what I'm saying?
Matching sweatpants and hoodies.
Very earthy, very Arizona.
Looks very vibrant, but I don't know if that's just the light.
Yeah, well, you know, headlight.
Yeah. It looks like you're about to go bike in the middle of the night.
Really, yeah.
Not get hit by a car.
And so we got these matching sweatsuits, and we were like, well, you know, it'd be stupid if we pulled up and we had different shoes, right? And so we
go to take the
shoes, and really only one thing stood out to me. I mean, I saw it, and I immediately knew this is what it had to be. And I was like, Isaac, you need to come over and see this.
Is this still at Walmart?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I just didn't know if you went to like a shoe store.
Again, this was like 9:30 p.m.
Yeah, we went to Dick's Sporting Goods.
That's hot item there.
And so, anyways, we go over to the shoes, and I see these like these slippers that are like almost like bare feet. Not bare feet though, because
like
we're wearing
monster
shoes.
Feet.
Exactly. Like monster
shoes. Not
like if somebody found. Like if somebody found Bigfoot and like took off his feet and sold them in a Walmart, it would be those. And we bought two of them, two pairs. And
what big feet you have.
Thank you.
No cap.
Isaac and I wear the same shy shoe. Yeah.
So then did you go bowling?
Which means we also have the same size hands. Yes, we did. We went bowling right after that. We got there at about 11, maybe a little bit past 11, just by the time.
Well, wait, we got one more thing. I don't know. It's not like imperative to this story, but we got one more thing at Walmart.
Sunglasses. Okay.
We did.
Complete the fit, man.
We got matching sunglasses that are kind of like, it's basically like a shield for your eyeballs.
Yeah, like wraps around.
Yeah. Kind of very futuristic.
So why aren't you guys wearing those right now?
I thought I had them right here. What the heck?
Yeah. Well, I was going to wear them, but I figured Isaac wouldn't, so I didn't, because I don't want to be alone, you know?
Here they are.
Yeah.
For our YouTube viewers. If you're not watching on YouTube, you're listening on a podcast streaming service. Go check us out on YouTube.
We'll put up this picture on YouTube
by describing things.
Yeah, we would give you the URL, but I don't know if we have one.
Well, I mean, we have a link to the thing because
we have a link to the thing.
Link in description.
So
did you get like any interesting looks when you walked into bowling alley?
Oh, for sure. Nothing but actually.
We walk right up to the counter, and the dude's like, I like the swag.
Yeah. Keep in mind.
Check out my feet.
we walk in like monster slippers on feet, hoods up, glasses on.
Hoods up, dude.
Drift out beyond.
That's how you do it.
And so we get in there and it's like,
they look like
it's kind of like,
by the way,
it's kind of like that feeling when you walk into a party and like a lot's happening. And then you get in there and it just feels like everything just boom is on you all of a sudden. I'm not saying that's what actually happened. I'm sure
they stopped the music in the bowling alley.
I'm sure there were plenty of people not looking at us. I'm sure there were plenty of people that didn't notice us. I'm sure there were plenty of people that didn't care. But that one guy behind the register, he did. And that's all I needed. So
yeah.
That's awesome. Did you did you bow down to him?
No.
Sorry. Last time Tate's been in a bowling alley, bro. Not last time, but one of the times a lady's like, yo, I like your hair.
Thank you. You're doing it absolutely no justice at all. You took a funny story and made it hilariously unfunny. Stop.
What happened was
I had just dyed my hair like bright red, like absolute fire truck hues we're talking here, okay? And coincidentally, I had just been to Walmart like the week before, and I got this like neon orange, like almost construction worker hoodie.
We have a podcast episode where he wore that. Go check it out.
It was probably the same day. I don't know. And so it was like bright red hair, bright orange hoodie. And then I probably had like some blue jeans on. So I was just radiating.
He was very bright.
You know what I mean? Like the whole thing I was just talking about earlier, like you walk into a party and like everything stops. Like it wasn't like that. It was like
everyone's blinded. I was like
the party walking in.
Everybody looked over, they were blinded.
That's what I'm saying. That was the only image
left in their head.
And so as we were like kind of walking to our lane, I caught the eye of this wonderful lady, and she was just like, she was very overly generous with her compliments. Like, you know, she was already probably having a good day. You know, she was just sharing that energy with me, and I appreciate that. And I love you very much. And so she was just like, yo, like, I love the hair, like the fit, the colors, like, woo. And I was just like, I'm not really the best at taking compliments. So I got like a little bit overwhelmed. Like she was just so excited to see me in my colors and my outfit. And I was like, whoa, okay. So naturally what had happened was like, okay, well, what do you do when you want to be gracious? What do you do when you want to be humble, when you want to pay your respects? I just hit her with the, thank you very much. And I went and probably bowled the game of my life right after that. You know what I mean? So like we're operating on a how you doing, keep it moving kind of basis here. You know what I mean? I don't have time to like sit here and be like, oh yeah, thanks. You know, I just dyed it. No, I just got this hoodie. Like it's kind of cool. You know,
I just thought the reaction was funny.
Thank you very much. And I'm out of there. You know what I mean? With that being said, I'm not any less gracious or any less grateful. Like, you know, I really appreciate that. She didn't have to say anything. She could have just saw me and been like, huh, look at that loser, and then went back to texting her friends or whatever. So, you know, I appreciate anybody that says anything to me just for taking the time, but, you know, got to keep it moving. So anyways, Isaac and I hung out for my birthday. We were together the night of the 26th leading into the 27th. And so we went to the park that is home to the treehouse. Shout out Pat. We went to that park because it was like, well, Tayson, where do you want to like be at midnight for your birthday? Like, where are we blowing out the candle here? Which, by the way, we had this, it's over there. We had this strawberry pound cake single wick candle from Bath and Body Works, currently 2 for $22. Get them while you can.
The plug right there.
And so
Tayson just got paid $15 extra for that.
Oh, corporate.
This is not sponsored. This is not a sponsored content. Anyways, so we go to the tree because I'm like, obviously treehouse, gotta be the treehouse. Like we're gonna sit there, we're gonna be amongst the trees, looking at the stars. It's gonna be beautiful, right? And so
this is late at night, right?
Exactly. I mean, because midnight.
Midnight.
So like quite literally, like the middle.
Yeah.
We were right there. And so, anyways, we get to approaching the treehouse, like kind of by like that little bridge. Nobody knows where this is, but you guys do. So here's the story for you. The little bridge to cross the river to get to the tree. This is literally the bridge to grandma's house.
That's
what we're talking about here.
Going on a bear hunt.
And so anyways, we get like, okay, we get just about to the treehouse and we start hearing these people like just, you know, regular conversation.
At midnight too?
To me, it was coming from sort of an elevated source. Like I felt like the frequencies were coming down at me. And I was like, well, there's really only one thing that could be, and that has to be coming from the treehouse. So I was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. It's all right. We'll just go back to the car. It'll be cool. We'll be chilling, right? And so we turn around, go back to the car, and I'm like, well, actually, there's this really cute like table and bench right here. Like, let's just go sit at the bench and like have a nice little
is
chat.
Is this in the grove of little trees or is this on the hill?
This is on the hill.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
By the park.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get basically all the way back to the parking lot, and it's like, well, but let's just like turn around and go to this little table right here. And so we do that. Keep in mind, this is like, it's literally probably like 11:57. Like, we're operating on little to no time here. And so we get to the table and we're just kind of chilling. And you're like, I light the candle. The lighter is terrible. Worst lighter I've probably ever used in my entire life. Would not go for me. But I only needed it to go once and it did that. So perfect, right? And so I light the candle. It's sitting there glowing for, you know, a couple minutes. Isaac pulls up a countdown on his phone so we can get exactly midnight. You know, typical.
Bro's about to celebrate birthday. Like New Year's, bro.
No, yeah, for reals.
Are you trying to say we should have done anything else?
No, I'm just saying.
That's how it was.
Exactly. So anyways.
Clock hit 12. I got a little smooch.
Wait, this is not on the same day as bowling, right?
Not technically, yet. Yes, but no.
Okay, this so you weren't suited up.
26th.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
This is the night of the 26th. Night of the 27th is when we went bowling. So this is like 23 hours before that or something. Maybe 25. I don't know math. Anyways, which by the way, holy guacamole. I have a story for you guys after this. It's not going to be interesting at all. So it doesn't need to go on the podcast. But wow. I have.
Okay.
I've got the tale to tell.
Whoa. Anyways. So
the listener's going to be missing out.
So countdown's going. We got like 4 seconds or whatever. Candle's lit. I'm looking at Isaac. He's like, they're taking pictures, recording or something. He's taking a video. I'm acting like I don't know. So he's there taking a video of me. Camera's going. Candle's going. The night is moving. And I'm like, wow, this is really like, this is just one of those moments. You know what I mean? Like, this is just one of those things that you remember. And so, you know, clock strikes 12, whatever. I blow out the candle, give my little rock on to the camera. And it was just funny because, like, it was just the most regular candle I've ever seen in my life. And it was just like,
it's only like a so single weird. Wick.
So I, like, pick it up. I, like, pick it up and I'm just like. Like, it was like. That, I guess what I'm trying to get
no at fireworks or like, anything.
It was like the least special of all occasions, but it was like the most special thing ever. You know what I mean? It was really cool. So yeah, and shout out to Isaac for being there or something. I don't know.
Thanks.
Being there or something. I don't know what he was doing there.
Glad,
honestly,
glad I could do it. Whatever it was.
So, anyways, your boy is finally 19. I'm no longer the baby of the podcast. I mean, I technically still am, but technically no. So,
give
you
me
know,
a couple months.
Let me know. All the cuties, get in my DMs, bro. If you're ugly though, stay out. If you're ugly, stay out. But Frank. All the cuties, get up in there.
Scooby, that includes you, man.
Shout out to me for getting kicked out of Tayson's DMs.
Listen, everybody's beautiful in their own way. That was a rhetorical question.
Did you ask a question?
No, I didn't. No, okay. Not at all. That was a rhetorical statement. Please
don't. Would you mind getting in my DMs? Rhetorically.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Tayson? This is my third birthday.
Did you also get pizzas? Was that also in the picture?
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
So we, yeah, exactly.
I just want to, you know, paint the picture here.
Yeah, let's paint it.
Because I wasn't there, so I want to, like, you know, feel like I was
Matthew's
there.
Yeah, Matthew's a fake friend, and he doesn't love me. Anyways, doesn't protest, doesn't say anything, doesn't even try. Okay,
that's cool. True, guys. I hate Jason.
Anyways, so we hung out. Night of the 26th, and you know, we jammed to music and we just talked and we just, you know, kind of chilled. And then I just dropped me off, went into bed, whatever, had work, you know, tomorrow in the afternoon or something. And so, you know, I went and did that. Great time at work, by the way. Listen,
with the grand mills, bro.
listen, when I was in high school, on the podcast, you go back season 2, listen to those episodes. I talk so much nice things. What?
I said
so many nice things about my teachers. Like anytime I could bring them up, I did, and it was nice. And that, like, I love those people. They're so great. And now I find myself in a different environment where my coworkers, and I mean, you know, not everybody is like S tier. Well, okay, yes, they are. But you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to like devalue them by saying they're all the same, because they're not, but they are all great. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, I just work with really amazing people, and they were just all very nice to me. I mean, they're nice to me every day. Let's not get that twisted. But it just really like sealed it in. I was like, you know, this is like what it feels like to like have a birthday and like have people be like, happy birthday. Apparently I never felt that before.
So hold on. Did they like know it was your birthday? Like, did you tell them?
Yeah, listen. So my plan was I was just going to go in there, not say anything to anybody.
Cause we kind of like talked about this last episode. We don't want the attention, but like,
exactly. Yeah. Finish my shift and just get out of there and just, you know, maybe talk about it later. But over the last, you know, if we're flashing back to Saturday here, over the last like 8 days before that, like a couple of people had asked, just like regular conversation, like, oh, like, you know, how old are you, whatever, and I'd be like, I'm 18, and then, like, you know, it would generally come with great surprise, because, you know, I carry myself so maturely. Anyways, all the ladies love me. Anyways, so I kind of, like, let the cat out of the bag a little bit, just because people had kind of been asking about it, and, you know, I'm not going to be like, no, my birthday's in March, you know, so we'll see later.
March 7.
Shout out Isaac on his birthday. Yeah.
So, anyways, through the power of me telling people had begun to kind of find out, you know, because I was telling them. And so by the time it got to my birthday, I walked in there, and I mean, it wasn't like a surprise party. Like, I walked in there, they were like, you know,
I was like hiding behind the shelves, but like, the customer walks in, they're like, get down.
Whenever I did, you know, like walk up to any given coworker, they'd be like, oh, hey, like, happy birthday. And be like, oh, hey, thanks, I appreciate it. Like, you know, so just namaste.
They got the gozaimasu
at the same time. Anyways, this is the most long-winded story ever. I work with great people, and I'm very, very, very grateful. I have a podcast with two just barely not as great people.
That's probably fair,
you know.
I mean probably, but I don't want to admit it.
Matthew, you weren't even there. You're like, you're slipping, bro. You're really going down right now.
I was there.
I'm out of the top 10 of power rankings, bro.
I was there when your birthday started at 12:01, and I was there when it ended at 12 o'clock.
Wow.
It started at 12. What do you mean 12:01?
Then did it end at 11:59? Then I would like to change my numbers.
He already locked in his numbers, bro.
Isaac
was not there when my birthday started at 12 o'clock, but he showed up at 12:01. Hey guys, I'm here.
I was only a minute late, please.
Anyways, so had myself a birthday. And so, okay, sorry. To paint the picture a little bit better, night of the 26th, I hung out with Isaac. I almost called you August. That would have been funny.
Hung out with August.
Night of the 26th.
They call me Augie on the streets.
Night of the 26th, I hung out with Isaac. Then I got up morning of the 27th, went to work. Evening of the 27th, I got off work. And I got off work and I just went back to my house. Here I am. And I was like, you know, what should I do? Like, you know, Isaac's free. Like, maybe I should hang out with Isaac. You know, maybe I should just like stay here and just like chill and just like have my own little thing going on. Eventually I decided Isaac was the best idea. And so
thank you.
You're welcome.
It's a multiple choice test he takes.
It was, yeah.
It was the wrong answer, but you know, I appreciate it.
But I still passed the quiz. Anyways, evening of the 27th, I meet up with Isaac again. and my mom had got my mom had got some pizza, and as Isaac and I were leaving, my mom was like coming back, and so we just did this little like pizza handoff situation. So now
that was a hike.
So now not only was it me and Isaac, it was me and Isaac and two pizzas. So, you know, we had responsibility team. At this point, you know, we had obligations and things to be doing, as in eating the pizza. And so naturally, first thing we do is go to Bath and Body Works. after having just gotten off like 2 hours ago,
I was exactly.
Like, I need to go back. No, because
listen, the fact, of the, matter, much.
The fact of the matter is a coworker of mine, Olivia, she's great. Thank you, Olivia.
Shout out, Olivia.
She made cookies for me for my birthday. They're right over there. You can't.
He does not like them. That's why he's not eating them yet.
I do like them.
Just anyway, kidding.
So she made these cookies, but I got off before she got in. So like we weren't there at the same time, so she couldn't give me the cookies. And so I go back to pick them up with Isaac. And naturally, because, you know, I'm a good salesperson, had to buy some stuff. So took a minute.
Can't mess with that conversion.
Took a minute to, you know, pick out what I wanted, decided to get some wallflowers. Shout out to that. Wallflowers, 5 for $25. Go pick them up.
this is all for your sponsorship,
Isaac,
bro.
Isaac got himself a Harvest Pomegranate 3-wig. Bro, and they got $10 off, bro. He only paid like $16.50 for that. That was crazy.
I'm happy with my purchase.
Anyway.
Smells amazing.
So Isaac and I
sponsor us.
Isaac and I got our stuff. I got the cookies, said hello to everybody, said goodbye to everybody, said thank you to everybody because they were all like, they didn't sound, I bowed to everybody on my way out, all the customers, I was like, hey.
It took forever, dude. He kept stopping and bowing and stopping and bowing and bowing and stopping.
Listen, I'm a grateful, humble young man, all right? So anyways, we get back out to the car and it's like, well, we've got these candles, plural, we've got these pizzas, singular.
how do you, man?
And so anyways, naturally I was like, well, what do you get with pizza? What's like the perfect side to pizza? I was like, obviously McDonald's french fries.
Yeah. So
we go to McDonald's, we get our fries, and it's like, well, geez, I mean, you know, we got all this pizza, we got all these fries, like we're gonna be pretty thirsty, we gotta get something to wash this down with, right?
Of course.
Pop on over to Swig. Like we do, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Like
we do.
And so
like you've never done before.
Like we've never done before. I actually hadn't been to that Swig in a long time, and Isaac had never been. So technically, yes, Matthew.
Yeah.
Like
we've done I was about
before. To say,
I don't
quite correct.
No big Swig boys here at the show.
We are now. So, anyways, we got our Swig, we got our fries, we got our pizza, and we are ready for a good time. What better place to eat this food and celebrate this birthday than the Treehouse, right? So Isaac and I go back to the Treehouse Park and we're like, all right.
It's just cool. Become the setting of our story now, guys. So just Isaac, expect.
That's what you might think.
And so anyways, we get to the Treehouse. We're like, we're going there. Got the pizza and the fries and the drinks, whatever. Some people, one of us, is having a tougher time holding on to things.
I bet,
but
bro.
We're not going to talk about that. We're going to skip past that.
In the car, I held my drink by its lid and then it spilled. Luckily, I caught most of it, but it looked like I peed my pants.
And so
lightly
later,
to the left of the crotch.
And then later, as we were walking,
I figured I'd wait until we got there, but then I was also carrying the pizza and I spilled it in the exact same spot,
like literally the same exact there was no new wettage, that it was the same exact.
Oh, that's like, funny. And then he spills the candle wax all over in the same area.
It was crazy. It was crazy. So
down the house.
So we get food.
So
we got,
that was fun.
We're going to the Treehouse. And right as we get to about like the bridge, you know, over the river and through the woods, we hear these people, these voices, conversation, right? And for me, I felt like the frequencies were coming from like an elevated surface, right?
He's using his 3D hearing.
I was like, there's only one place that I could be coming from. And that's quite obviously the Treehouse. And so I was like, all right, well, cool. You know, that's kind of a bummer. You know, we'll go somewhere else, right? Luckily, within the field that the treehouse is located in, there are a couple of other designated hangout locations that people have kind of crafted, right?
It's become a whole community of,
and so it has
neighbors.
Yeah.
And so Isaac and I were like, okay, cool. You know, we kind of like went around the other way, like around the treehouse as opposed to walking right next to it. And we see these absolute hooligans just up in there. Probably, you know, gonna have a baby in 9 months or something. I don't know, who knows. They literally were sitting like 3 feet apart.
They're sitting like 3 feet apart, just watching the sunset.
It was a beautiful moment. It was a beautiful moment. Really, really, really. I wouldn't be mad if like that was the story of like my life.
My parents conceived me in a treehouse.
But like beautiful sunset, like, you know, great day, right? Great day, you know, great
people
time.
Walking by with a pizza. I almost walked up to them. I was like, lectures, man. Uber Eats for Shelly? I did not.
So anyways, we try to make our way over to like this kind of like rope hammock situation.
It's like a treehouse instead of a house. It's just like a net.
Lo and behold, there are people in the net.
Really?
So we got to keep
this. Come on, dude.
We don't have time to be sitting here being like, oh, you know, got no, you know, whatever.
Keep it
out of my swamp.
So we keep walking through the field. Big field, by the way.
This is when I dropped the soda.
This is when I dropped the soda again.
And then I only have like a tablespoon left, dude.
I'm glad that was the unit of measurement you chose to describe.
No, he measured it. Anyway,
I measured it.
So we walk through the field. We walk for admittedly kind of a long time, and so
you said this was like sunset time.
Yes.
Yeah, not completely dark yet.
No.
Okay, that's good.
Because
like, that would suck, bro. Like walking in the dark.
Yeah, that's why we didn't do it. We're just kind of walking through the field or whatever, and we're like, you know, looking for somewhere to just plop down and like eat some pizza and hang out or whatever.
Plop down.
Couldn't find a whole lot of great things. We did find a cute little rope swing though. That's always fun.
Eating pizza.
Eventually, we're like, well, okay, where are we gonna go? We eventually get back up to the road, like, you know, Matthew, how where we went kind of exploring, like kind of,
okay,
we're
like, yeah,
back
yeah,
on the,
yeah, yeah,
we're
yeah.
back on the road at some point. Keep in mind, we're both wearing these very lovely, very hilarious, very amazing shark hats, shark like party hats that Isaac is currently donning.
Yeah, I lost the fin of mine.
Well, that's really sad.
It is really sad.
And so anyways, we get back up to the road. We're just like, well, we got to find somewhere to go. I was like, well, I was just kind of weighing the options in my mind. I was like, well, you know, we could go back to the car, you know, go somewhere else, whatever. We could like just go back up to the park, like field area, whatever. But then I was like, well, actually, you know, there's another park locally, kind of, I don't know how to explain this in a way that it'll make sense, but you guys know where it is.
East.
There was another park just like 3 blocks south of us. And we were like, hey, let's go there. And so we did. We made the trek.
40 days and 40 nights.
Eventually we had posted up under this pavilion with like the saddest, like
fluorescent bulb. You could hear it humming.
Just mood killing fluorescent situation.
What a description. Thank you. I feel it. I see it in
like,
my mind.
It was like an almost green light, you know. It was like pretty it wasn't like one of those like yellow orange lights. It was like much whiter, but then it was like almost like a green because of how like white it was, but old.
Yeah,
and just perfect. Like perfect description around.
So we sit down at the table and we just like plop open the food, whatever, shout out to the word plop. And I just kind of like had this,
I drink the rest of my soda.
He drank his tablespoon. And I was just kind of like, I kind of had this like almost like just like in my mind, I just like stepped back and I was just like, this is like the worst birthday party of all time. But I'm also having like the most fun.
Yeah, right?
It was a blast.
And so we do our little thing. Somewhere throughout us hanging out under this pavilion, we're like, we had the bright idea to go bowling. And, you know, after that, that's when we went to Walmart and did all the shopping and the bowling and the whatever. By the way, kicked Isaac's butt in bowling.
Like, wait, okay, hold on. I'm so confused.
Thrashed my ass.
This is, so what did you do like last night of this story? Like the, because I'm getting these 2 days confused.
This is the timeline, okay? Went to the park bench, blew the candle out. Okay,
that was night of the 26th.
Yeah, that
both
was
candles, both stories, man.
That was 12 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Very beginning of the day. Then did things throughout the day. Then evening happens.
Okay.
We get pizza.
Yeah, okay. Then yes. I'm all caught up. Thank you. Shut up.
Go to Bath and Body Works.
You literally asked what was going on.
I know, but now I'm
then we go to Walmart, get a whiteboard, get our sweatsuits, and then we go bowling, and then he kicks my grass in the trash.
Every time I go bowling, it gets better and better. So he's about to bowl 300 next.
He didn't even bowl that great. I just suck.
Well, just kidding. Okay.
I did all right. Anyways,
wait, what score did you get?
Couldn't tell you.
I got under 100.
Oh yeah.
But
he got over.
Anyways, so yeah, we did all that, went bowling, and then all of a sudden it wasn't my birthday anymore, so Isaac was like, all right, peace.
And then I did.
And then
I haven't talked to him since.
I was all alone.
Dang, man. It's kind of a sad ending.
Oh, I tried to put 19 magic relighting candles on a donut.
Bro, listen, we got donuts at Walmart because Isaac had bought these candles. And, you know, obviously, you know, typical birthday tradition. We're like, we got to stick some candles in something and blow it out. Like that candle at the park wasn't good enough or whatever. So Isaac had got these candles and we went to Walmart, got donuts. And so we came back to my place after bowling and he had stuck 19 of these candles into a donut.
Just one donut?
Yes, one donut.
One donut.
All of them. Like, put the plate in front of me or whatever and was like, here, blow them out. And so I do, I'm like, okay, cool, whatever, like this is like kind of a lot of flame right here.
Yeah,
so like, okay, better like blow this out right now. And so I go to blow it out. Trick is, Isaac had bought these magic relight candles.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like trick candles. Trick, so like candles. I blew them out and then they came back and I was like, okay, so this
silly boy Isaac.
And so, well, because I didn't want to sit there and be like, what? 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 You know what I mean? Like, really? I just, you know, I didn't like, you know, I'm not like, I'm
all right, I love you, gentlemen. I really have to go right now, but Tayson obviously has his story done.
I was hoping you would end that. Okay.
Love you.
Okay. Do you want to say bye to the people really fast?
Bye, listeners. I love you. Stay who you are, or even better. Always improve, be kind to people, eat your vegetables, track your macros, get the gains.
Okay, goodbye. Get out of here. All right. Well, that was an abrupt ending to Isaac's ending to your story. You could continue your story, by the way. Sorry.
We were just getting to the
end of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of it. So, I just, you know, had myself a birthday party or something.
That's a lit, man. Well, sorry I wasn't there.
No, you're good. It was like the first time I had a birthday party that wasn't like orchestrated by like my mom or somebody, you know? Like it was like the first birthday that I was just like, cool, I'm gonna do whatever, you know?
Oh yeah.
You know, there were definitely parts of it that were like,
that honestly kind of sounds fun.
For sure. Like there were parts of it that was like, whoa, this is so cool, I can literally do whatever I want, but there were also
I'm 19 now.
there was also parts of it that's like, oh, so this is what it's like when you don't like have a set plan, that it's like,
yeah,
come to this address at this time and we're gonna do
right.
You know what I mean? It's a so yeah, there was definitely two sides to it, but overall it was a good time and I'm happy I'm happy to say that, you know, 19's been treating me well so far. So.
That's good, man. That's good. Yeah, that. So last week was like the first full week of school because school started the week early and we only had a half. And dude, I was exhausted. And then like almost to the point where I don't know what happened first. Like maybe I got sick because I was exhausted, or I was just like exhausted and then, or I was just sick and then exhaustion came of it. I don't know, but
right.
I was not feeling well. Saturday on your birthday, such a bummer, bro. So sorry, I was sick.
listen, like I told you, the party is far from over.
Oh yeah, that's right. We're gonna throw a party every single day.
We are not. I mean, I have an entire birthday cake in my refrigerator, Matthew. I gotta do something with it.
Exactly. You know how Chinese New Year's like not just like a night we celebrate.
Day.
Yeah, it's like spread out. That's exactly what's gonna happen this year for yours.
I'm just as important as the Lunar New Year. Sure. So let's go ahead and do that, man. Screw Christmas. I need like a whole week, baby.
2 weeks off of work, man.
yeah.
Yeah. But on Friday, so back to school for me, back being an absolute menace on the basketball court. And these new, it's weird because I'm getting like, new roster of sixth graders this year, which is just like, I knew that, but like, it's just weird, you know?
So, for sure.
So got to get used to the new personalities and stuff. Mm-hmm. But if there's one thing in common, it's how like prideful they are about their sports. You know, it's like, oh, I could beat you 1v1, bro. I got you. I'll beat you 1v1. You know what I mean? It's like, nah, dude. So we played during our 15-minute recess in the morning. We played 2v2. Basketball king of the court. So we had different teams of two, you know, and we just cycle in and out.
And right.
I stayed on, baby, the whole time because I am losing. And you know that like that huge kid I was talking to you about, like, bro, he's probably 6'4". Nah, he's probably 6'2", 6'1", maybe.
No,
he's a
sixth
grader.
No, I don't.
I told you a while ago. So, but like big body build, like Tanner. And okay. And he was on my team, and there was like, that's unfair. I'm like, well, no one else wanted him. Like, he's my first pick. I don't know why you guys are like, you know, picking him. His name's Crew.
Right.
Crew. But me and him, we dominated. I'm like, Crew, set a screen for me, and people just run right into him like a brick wall. And then just dunk on them, bro. It is hilarious. Dunking on kids is my specialty.
Dunking on kids.
But besides that, I don't know. I guess I'm going to talk about my week now.
Please, please, yeah.
This might just be the whole episode. Like, we just talk about a week.
Guess so, yeah.
So, Thursday. Yeah, Thursday we had the little retreat to the canyons for a night with our friend group. Which was... very interesting. So let's just set this up. Originally it was supposed to be Tuesday night, and then and then Isaac's like, "No, I'm going to a concert, so why don't you move it?" And JJ was the one who kind of assembled everything.
Yeah.
And so she's like, "All right, we move it to Friday or Thursday night." So then, let's see. I'm trying to think. So Thursday night, it was like we're meeting up at 6 o'clock at Westlake. Okay, this was the same day we play basketball. Yeah. Okay. Shout out to your aunt. But we're meeting at 6 o'clock. So Isaac comes and picks me up. And then we're like the first one there at the Westlake parking lot. And then I'm like, because the whole plan is like we go up there, we like roast hot dogs and marshmallows, not together, but
roasted.
Yeah, and so
you look like a wiener.
Dude, lots of wiener jokes, man. Lots of wiener jokes.
Lots of wiener jokes, for sure.
But we get there like 5:45 or maybe 6 o'clock. I don't know. But I'm like, Isaac, no one is gonna. This is like, if a friend is gathering like elsewhere, like not at someone's house, everyone is going to be late. Like, no one is gonna be on time. So let's go get some food for me because I don't like hot dogs. So I know I'm not going to eat tonight. And I didn't eat dinner because we just got home from basketball. So like, I don't have time to eat dinner. So I'm like, he's like, do you think we have time? I'm like, bro, of course we have time. Like, let's just go swing by Wendy's or something. And so we're driving the other way to Wendy's, not taking Redwood down.
Right.
And Aaliyah's like, yo, can you pick up some? She just like texts Isaac, yo, can you pick up some hot dog buns? So then Isaac's like, yeah. So we never go to Wendy's. And so we just take a quick turn to Walmart, which is right across the street. So we go, we pick up hot dog buns, and which I should have been the one freaking organizing this. No one listened to me at all. We bought like two like big, huge packages of hot dog buns. I'm like, Isaac, we do not need two of them. Like, put them away. But we bought both of them, which already I'm 2 for 2 on my prediction so far. Like, everyone's going to be late. Not enough, like, enough hot dog buns. But we get, this is like, we get hot dog buns, and then we get Sunny D's, which was our drink of choice, which very underrated.
Of course.
And then we go get something for me, but we didn't want to go through like a drive-thru because we were at Walmart, you know? So then we just got this like big, like, I think it was like more than a foot long Subway sandwich, but like not at Subway, like at just packaged turkey sandwich. Yeah, you know what I mean?
For sure.
So that is our inventory as we're exiting Walmart. But yeah, so we get to Westlake. People start showing up. Of course, it's like 6:45 at this point. I knew that no one was going to be there. And yeah. So then as we're leaving, these freaking, talk about the hooligans in the treehouse. There were some hooligans in the parking lot, bro. Mm-hmm. And they like...
That's kind of the thing about Westlake, though.
Oh, dude. That's the thing about, like, all high school parking lots.
Nothing but hooligans.
Yeah. And so then they're, like, doing the soda thing where they, like, you know, charge up a 2-liter and smash it to the ground and watch it explode. Pretend to be NASA engineers or something. it is. They do the first, I think it's, like, Sprite or something. Goes terribly wrong, so we're just all watching them. We're like, boo. And they do again. It's a little better, but not good. And so they like drive away, but like they pass us, and in the meantime Anders is opening his trunk to get his stuff out, and they like cheese us. They like throw a piece of cheese into the trunk. It was like, good aim for you guys, but still unnecessary.
You said that so casually. You were like, yeah, and they just drove by and they just
the cheese does.
I was like, what? What is that?
Well, do you not know what cheesing is?
I know it, yeah.
Okay, no, okay.
I know for sure, but just the way you said it, I was just like, oh.
So they just cheese us and we move on with our day.
I thought you meant they like smiled really big. I was like,
cheese. No, well, the thing is that like, it was like perfect aim, so it landed right in the trunk, but we all looked at them. Because what you're supposed to do is, like, you're supposed to warm up the cheese so it sticks. But it was just cold cheese still in the wrapper. So it didn't even do anything. These hooligans are 0 for 3 on, like, pranksters in the parking lot.
Yeah, these guys suck, bro.
These guys suck, bro. So we, like, they throw another piece of cheese at a random car. And we just take the cheese and they, like, they good citizens. They stop at the stop sign before going into the other way. But we're like, yo, you're doing it wrong. So, like, we have to correct them how to properly cheese.
How to properly cheese people. All right.
Cheesing cool. 101.
Cheesing 101, Matthew.
But so that's how the night is getting started.
Okay. For sure.
It's taken already forever to. So, and then we're waiting on one other person to get there. And it's just like, oh, this is annoying. Like, can we just go already?
Right.
And then we decide to take only one car. Okay, there is 9 of us here. The only car available, or not the only car, because everyone kind of drove, but like the only one that would match the capacity is Isaac's van. But that only holds 8, right?
Right.
And he's never used the middle seat before. So he has to get out the middle seat and put it up. And I guess we all just like wanted to go on the van, and the whole time I was like, no guys, let's take 2 cars. But I wasn't like, I'm not that person to like yell it so loud, so I'm like, whatever, you know.
Yeah,
which, dude, okay, pause. Wow. That story really fast. I almost had a people pleaser moment of the week yesterday. I was at like this devotional, and then afterwards we were like getting cookies and then going to the to this other building is in downtown Salt Lake. And then as we're walking down the hallway, and then this one girl who I recognized went to Westlake, but I still like don't really know who she was. She's like, "Yo, is your name Matthew?" I'm like, I just like I don't really want to talk to anyone right now. Like I just try to like I'm not that social to like stop someone. Nope. And so I was like, "Yeah, what's up?"
Wrong guy.
I was pretty tired, so I'm like, "Yeah, what's up?" And too cool to talk to people. She's like, "You went to Westlake?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Were you in my French class?" And I was so close to just saying, "Yeah," and then just moving on. Just bonjour.
Oui.
But yes, I did. But it's kind of awkward because like, I went like this one. I don't think I was. But she's super kind, and she's like, "Okay, she went through like her five
did
other
you
classes.
Take French? I don't even think you took French.
No, I didn't. But I was so close to saying yes. That was like the people pleaser. Like I just want to end this
you
conversation.
You thought about it. You were like,
did I?
I went through a different French class.
Maybe,
actually,
maybe French too.
Yeah, I was second period. I think you were the one before
okay,
me.
That, I'll see you in passing periods.
Oh, hey, yeah.
No, cheesy on your way out. No, but
I don't know what the French word for cheese is, but insert it right
there. Joaz.
Joaz.
Oh yeah, we'll put a sound bit right now in post.
Fromage.
Okay. But I was like, so she goes down her whole like list of classes she takes. And I'm pretty sure she's like 2 years older than me. So like she was a senior, I was a sophomore.
Right.
And then she just like we could never, and I'm like, wasn't in that one. And I was kind of being impatient with her, which was totally like not super kind. I was just super exhausted. And then I was like, and then I'm like, oh yeah, you go to West or you go to Institute. She's like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm like, okay, cool. Well, see you later. And I just thought, okay, anyways, I thought that was just like, dude, I was so close to just saying yes to French.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Bonjour.
Mr. Rudy Gobert. but anyways, wow, my mouth is parched. Okay, back to Thursday night canyon trip story. I gotta cut out all the unnecessary parts of my story. 9 people, 8 passenger van. Rhoda, no, just kidding. Okay, but so there's Isaac, Aaliyah. I guess Aaliyah's girlfriend privileges gets passenger seat. Whatever.
I get.
I mean, I was like, Aaliyah, you know, we can like share the seat. She punched me in the face. I'm just kidding. But she
take this, French man.
No. So then there's 6 seats left. There's 7 of us. There's 3 other girls going. We got JJ. We got Taryn, and who went to Westlake. I only know of her, like, but I'm not like
right.
For and sure. Then. Riley, okay. Then they get the 3 middle seats, okay?
Okay.
Which I don't know why we thought that was a good idea. Like, women's rights, I guess. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Cool.
Then, right, do the math. There's 4 boys left. We got me, Alex, Anders, and Anders' cousin, which you met at Dick's, Zan.
They were cousins.
Yeah, they were cousins. They don't look like cousins at all.
No, they don't. No,
they
That's
don't,
why.
Dude. Yeah. So
he doesn't have the signature Rasmussen laugh, you know. The Ras laugh.
The Ras laugh.
So yeah.
So then I don't know if he got a good look of Zan, but he's a pretty bigger guy, right?
He is. Alex is a bigger,
not like, I'm not trying to be rude, but like compared to me and Anders, everyone's bigger to us, right?
But yeah, so then, but they're Alex and Zan are different types of big. You know?
Yes. Just different body types of me and Anders, right?
Right.
Then I go in first. Like, I climb in the back, go first. Then I think it was Zan or Anders. Doesn't matter because they're squishing me either way.
Zanders.
And then we still got Anders has to find a seat. And this is like, guys, it's not too late to all file down and take 2 cars.
But yes, it is.
No one listened to me.
It's too late.
Exactly. And so then Anders just like, his like left booty cheek is just like right on my thigh, And then the rest of it is just, he's just like being squished in the middle of us. I was like squished against the side of the car, right? And I'm just like
yeah.
Like, I cannot feel my hips.
Right.
I'm getting slammed. And it's about, I don't know, half an hour drive, maybe. Yeah. Felt like 5 hours, dude. Anyways, it was not fun getting up there. So then we file out as I'm crippling, almost like to the point of not walking anymore because I'm hurting. That car had beat me up. We walked to our little location in the canyon.
Yeah.
Really cozy area. But we realized we're not that prepared. So we bought firewood and we didn't really bring anything else to start a fire, dude, but a lighter. So we could get it going. We got the fire going. It took like, most of the daylight to get the fire going.
Which is great. Just in time for
just in time.
Because at night is when you need it.
So the wieners come out
right
over the fire. And I'm like, time to bust out my sandwich, man. Which was funny because Aaliyah brought a potato. just a potato, because she doesn't like hot dogs. So great substitute. Anyway, it was really funny. Because if you get a camera view of an overhead of the fire, we got wiener, 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 potato sandwich.
It's like the new version of like Duck Duck Goose.
Yeah. Wiener, wiener, wiener,
wiener. Potato
sandwich. It's really funny. Okay, here's the funny story. I'm finally getting to it. Sorry, I feel like I'm taking the other half of this episode, man.
No, you're good, man. This is how we should do it every time.
You get, yeah. I got the talking stick. Mm-hmm. So then Anders like, it's by this point it's dark, right? And Anders mm-hmm. leans over to me. He's like, "Oh, dude, there was no seating at all. Like, we didn't even be prepared to bring seats. There's like a kind of like the log at the treehouse where it's uncomfortable to sit on, and the other half is not even available to sit on.
Yeah,
like that, and then." Everyone else just sat on the extra firewood, small logs like this big that we brought, right? And then people sat on the floor. So it was very uncomfortable, not prepared at all. So I'm sitting on the log. I was able to snag a seat early, right? On the log. And so Andrew's just sitting next to me and he leans over to me. He's like, "Bro, I cannot finish this hot dog." I'm like, he's like, what do I do with it? Because I don't want to be like rude and like, you know, just like not
throw it in the fire.
Yeah. But I was like, "Well, let's just, like, I need the bathroom. Do you need the bathroom?" He's like, "Yeah." So I'm like, "Let's just go to the bathroom and then just chuck it in the woods. No one will see it."
Sure, yeah.
So he's like, "Yeah, let's do it." So then, buddy system pee time. So we're like, we announce to the group, right? "All right, guys, we're going to the bathroom." And they're cool. So then we like go up our campsite a little bit. And it's like, it's getting a little wet underneath us. And then Anders goes first. And then he's like, "Bro, it is so wet." And he's just stepping in this like muddy stream. And then he goes pee. I'm like, "All right, I'm not going to go up there. We're going to find a different spot for me." And so as he comes around, his foot and ankle gets submerged in mud, dude, to the point of like, you can't get it out. But like, we're still a good distance away from the camp. So like, I'm like, I got to help my homie out here. But I don't want to get, my feet stuck in the mud either. So yeah. I'm like, I'm trying to figure out ways. Like, we didn't even bring flashlights. So I got my phone light on. Trying to map out, all right, which should I put my foot here? Eventually gets it out, but his feet are just, white. Anders, he's a white Vans, dude.
He is.
Just absolutely sure. Black and brown now. Potato color.
But yeah, exactly.
And so then we go down to another spot so I can use the bathroom. And then I was like, we're walking back. He's like, "Oh, guys, my feet got soaked." And so then he's got two feet that are just like dirty and muddy. And then so we walk. Then we're like, "All right, we're going to go wash it off." So me and Anders, we walk to the stream, like a little ways away to just like wash it off.
Yeah.
It was just like not a good time, bro. That part wasn't a good time. And so then we were just kind of laughing about it. And he's like, "Honestly, I don't really care anymore." Because you get to the point of like hanging out, which is like, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But it's kind of a fun experience. So then the rest of the night was just us around the campfire blasting the most ridiculous songs ever. Like, Anders brought a speaker, and his music choice was so mid, bro.
Yeah.
It was like all the meme songs. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Just all the meme songs that, like, swore every 5 seconds. And they were all just, like, it was just, like, very hard to have a conversation because the speaker was blasting. And it was just, it was a very interesting night.
Anders and his music.
Yeah. But anyways, so then it's just, like, the night, I don't even know, like, when we were going to go home because it felt like we were just stranded and just stay overnight because,
yeah,
like, it almost felt like that. And so I was just kind of tired. I was like, okay, like, I don't know. It was a good time. Like, I'm glad I went, but, like, I felt like, was it necessary? No.
Like, what did you gain from that experience? You know?
Just a story to tell on the podcast. That's it. Just filler time for content. But like, I don't know. It was just like they like set up hammocks, but there are only two hammocks and like super high because Isaac's like a monkey, so he gets as high as he can to set up this hammock. And so it was really hard to get up, and I didn't want to get up. And so it was just very like, I don't know, not as social as I wanted it to be. But of course I'm not a super social person, so I was fine with it. But it was like, well, and our only drinks are Sunny D's. Okay. So I'm pretty thirsty because we're each allowed 2 Sunny D's because that's all we got.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then
you can all have 8 hot dog buns. Only 2 Sunny D's though.
Exactly. The ratio is like the math story problem. Yeah. Tony brings 40 hot dog buns and 8 Sunny D's to distribute between his 5 friends. Anyways, long story short, we don't have anything to put out the fire, right? Safety, got to put out the fire once it's done, except for like a half a bottle of Sunny D that's left. And like, so we're like, oh crap, how are you gonna put out this fire? We're so unprepared. We got it out though. So for you fire marshals that are listening, we got it out. JJ came in clutch.
Smokey the Bear.
Right. JJ was
so
only
so happy right now.
Smart person there, I guess. And she just had her water bottle, so we were able to use it to bust out the flames, man. But
yeah,
it was crazy because all night long the music was blasting, like meme music that was very loud. And sometimes, you know, we play like a funny song and all like dance around to it, but it was like, this is cringe and stupid.
And then
we pack up. Finally, my goodness, we go back to the car and we're like, all right, new seating chart. So boys in the front, girls in the back.
Okay.
And we were able to squish again, but definitely had more room. So shout out to that. But on the way back home or back to Westlake, the music just kept going, bro. Like at this point, I'm getting a pounding headache. And I'm like sitting in the middle now, and Andrew's just sitting next to me. And we got 2 people screaming their heads off in like next to us. We're not in our seatbelts because like we can't, sorry mom. But like we're just like leaning and looking out the window, just like staring at each other like this is terrible. But it was funny. We got through it. That was my week.
Anyways,
as I story tell, we got home and then I wanted so done to be like, just, I'm going home, guys. But of course, Isaac had to take me home. We had to stop. Yeah. We had to take Alex home. So we had to drove all the other way, drop off Alex. And I was just like, dang, dude, got a pounding headache. But yeah, it was a good time. Funny stories. Anders shoes. I just feel like that's a classic. Shoes get stuck in mud. Non-prepared people going out on mountains. Sure. That is my story of the week. And we'll wrap up this episode.
Moral of the story here, always prepare carefully before you take a trip up the mountains.
Right. Yeah. Anyway. Well, hopefully you enjoyed our episode long. What was I going to say next?
Our episode long week breakdown, you know.
Okay, yeah, okay, yep.
It was lengthy for sure, but you know, we went into some great detail
hey, that we potentially
never gone into before, you know. I mean, it's always like, oh, it was good, you know, I worked and I hung out with my friends and it was cool, whatever, you know.
I say we just do that.
We got some stories today, yeah.
Exactly. Hey, if we don't know what to talk about, which happens a lot, let's just bring back old stories and just story time on the pod the whole episode, maybe.
Story time on the pod, man. Who doesn't love a good story time? Gather around.
Yeah, gather around the campfire, get your weenies and sandwiches potatoes.
So what did she do with the potato?
She like roasted it. But like it wasn't, dude, potatoes cook for like take forever to cook around a fire. Yeah. By the end of the night, she just like, whatever, and so she just like plopped it into the fire. There's like this burnt potato crisping on the edge. So let's just say we're all starving and not a fun night, but memories for sure. Hopefully you enjoy this episode. Thanks, Isaac, for coming on. You're not gonna listen to half that because you're not a fan. But if you did listen to this, thank you. Leave us a 5-star review on all platforms, probably. I don't know. Check us out on YouTube to watch our shenanigans happening.
Dang, we're not better, looking the voice memos anymore.
Better time. Hey man, you said when are you gonna drop that? So I'm just moving on.
Well no, just because I'm so like it's grilled into my head, like, okay. 5-star review voice memo. So like
for the means like, of a 5-star review voice memo.
So but like when you said leave us a 5-star review, I was just so ready.
It did feel wrong. It did feel
and
wrong.
And you didn't. And I was like,
yeah.
What?
Check out the TikToks.
Do not leave a voice message like you always do.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Ram Talk Pod on TikTok. More content coming soon, of course. I don't know, Jason, anything else to plug? I feel like I've just taken your job to be the outro guy now.
No, you're good, man. Like Matthew said, follow us on socials. You know, keep up with where the podcast is going, because who knows where it's going to end up. But yeah, with that being said, thank you for listening to our podcast. Thank you for being here. Thank you for checking out last week's episode if you haven't. It was a pretty good one. I don't remember what we did. Oh yeah,
it's good.
Go check it out.
It's a good one. It's a good one. It was our good one in a while. Okay, we're proud of it.
There were some good moments. There were some good moments for sure.
Definitely go check out season 2, episode 32, Jason and Jimmer, because I just listened to that. It's so funny. but yeah.
All right, cool. Random plug through random episodes. Anyways, thank you for listening. Be nice to people. Be nice to yourself. And we will see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.
I need a big glass of water, bro.